All right, let's go on with the picture of the false church. The next statement is found in Revelation 17, verse 5. Revelation 17, verse 5. On her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. So in the spiritual realm, the false church is equated with Babylon in Old Testament history. And if you want to ask what are the distinctive features of Babylon, first of all, it was a persecutor of the true people of God. It destroyed the kingdom of Judah. But its two main features were idolatry and the occult. Let's look at just two passages. The first is in Isaiah chapter 47. And this is addressed to Babylon. Verse 12 and 13, Isaiah 47. Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries in which you have labored from your youth. What's that? Enchantment and sorcery in one word is occult. That's right. And then verse 13, you are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you. What's that? Astrology. Horoscopes. That's what Babylon specialized in. And then in Jeremiah 50, we have a similar picture. Jeremiah 50, verse 2. Declare among the nations, proclaim and set up a standard. Proclaim and do not conceal it, saying, Babylon is taken, Bel is shamed, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are humiliated, her images are broken in pieces. Bel and Merodach are names of two pagan deities. And notice, what's the emphasis on? Idols and images. And in the same chapter, chapter 50, verse 38, a sword is against their horses, against their chariots. I'm sorry. A sword is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with their idols. So the tremendously distinctive feature of Babylon was it was the capital city of idolatry and the occult in the whole of the ancient world. And the title given to the false church is Spiritual Babylon. You see, the church is being infiltrated by the occult, particularly through the New Age movement. And there are a multitude of Christians that can't distinguish between what the New Age teaches and what the Bible teaches. But we have to be totally clear about the difference. Actually, let me say this the right way. Throughout history, the Roman Catholic Church, this is not an attack, has coexisted with idolatrous pagan superstition. So that in many cases, people in it don't know which is which. And much of the missionary activity has Christianized pagans without changing their hearts. I hope you don't think I'm critical, but this is just a statement. It's an indication that this is something that is happening in the church. The fact that people have certain supernatural abilities does not necessarily mean they are from God. That's important. I am saying things I didn't plan to say, and I'm getting embarrassed, but I better trust the Lord. The next statement I want to make should not be carried one inch further than what I actually say. But what I want to say is that geographically, Babylon, in these chapters, is particularly associated with the city of Rome. Looking in Revelation 17, verse 9, here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Now, historically, all through classical literature, Rome has always been known as the city of seven hills. And then, yet further, in verse 18, the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Now, put yourself back in the time that those words were spoken, and they're in the present tense, the time of John the Revelator. There was only one city in the world that answered to that description. One great city that ruled over the kings of the earth, and it was Rome. That's right. So why make a problem out of something that's simple? There are lots of things in Revelation which are not necessarily easy. But where we get something very clear and simple, we're foolish if we set it aside. And then this false church is the spiritual descendant of Cain. What was one of the marks of Cain? He was a murderer. That's right. He murdered the righteous. This is brought out many times in this part of Revelation. Revelation chapter 17, verse 6. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. That's a very, very strong phrase, isn't it? The woman was drunk with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. That's not just an occasional person killed. That's a massacre. A persistent, ongoing massacre. And then in Revelation 18, verse 20 and 24, when her judgment is declared, a voice from heaven says, "Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." She was the persecutor of the apostles and the prophets. And then in verse 24 of Revelation 18, one of the most amazing statements. And in her, that's this false religion, it's evil, whatever you call it, in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth. Isn't that an amazing statement? Prophets and saints, we can understand. But all who were slain on the earth. But I believe if you go back to the picture of the religion of Cain and Abel, you can get some understanding of it. What was the cause of the first murder that took place? False religion. Cain murdered because his religion was not acceptable to God and he was jealous of his brother. And what I understand the Bible is saying, that if you trace all murder back to its source, it has only one source, false religion. I leave that with you. You may not feel that's the correct interpretation, but it's a statement that we need to take note of. And then we look at the judgment of this evil religious system, organization, church, whatever you want to call it. In Revelation 18, verses 8, 9, and 10. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. Notice again the emphasis on her influence over kings, rulers, and wealthy. Standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, For when in 1 hour your judgment has come. So God is going to judge her finally and totally, swiftly, in one act of judgment. And all those who were wealthy and influenced by her will stand a long way off and lament her judgment. And I just offer you this to you as a thought. It emphasizes that they stand a long way away from her. They don't want to come close. And it seems to me that it could indicate the use of a nuclear weapon. And because of the danger of radiation, nobody will come near. Now, that's not a statement. It's just something for you to consider. And then we come to what is perhaps the most important of all the facts, which is Revelation 18, verse 4. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. So you see, it's going to be very important to discern the true from the false. Because at whatever point in history this becomes applicable, God's believing people are going to be warned to disassociate themselves totally with this false religious system. Now, I'm not giving an application, but I'm just pointing out to you it's going to be important to be able to recognize the true from the false. And bear in mind the ultimate test is commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ.